Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the October 12th edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, coming to you from Battle Station Headquarters, Southeastern United States, otherwise known as the 4R Studios in beautiful St. Augustine, Florida. Welcome. So glad that you're with us this morning. Now, if this is the first time or you're new to the Servant Warrior Nation, or you've been hanging out for a while and have forgotten, I want to remind you of what the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries is. It's to reach guys of all ages where they are, to empower and inspire them to be who God's created and called them to be, and to be the spark that ignites the fire among men across the country and around the world to get battle ready, to armor up for the war that they find themselves in every single day, and to take the fight to the enemy. How do you do that? Well, not necessarily in the way that we would traditionally think of when we're talking about war and battle tactics. And wait a minute. Actually, you know what? That's not true. It is almost exactly like the way we talk about war and battle tactics. In fact, we're going to get into that in just a little bit. Now, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. Like I said, I'm so glad that you're hanging out with us today. And if you're listening to us on Truth Talk 630, AM 630 out of St. Louis, welcome. And if this is your first time, make sure you go to servantwarriorradio.com. There you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. It is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Now, if you're listening to us via the web, that's a great, great call. And make sure that you add servantwarriorradio.com to your favorites, or up there on that favorites bar. Make sure that you go back often. Now, speaking of AM 630 out of St. Louis, Missouri, I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't mention the St. Louis Cardinals and their playoff plight of where they are. As of the recording of this, it's late Wednesday night. The Cards are up 2-1, and they play the Nationals tomorrow afternoon. So when you're listening to this, the Cards will either be headed off to the National League Championship Series, or they'll be getting ready for Game 5 of the Division Series. So we want to wish the Cardinals the best. And, man, I just love baseball. I love baseball. I love October when it comes to playoffs because, it's just great to watch and just to be a part. I mean, just if you're a sports junkie, man, you just get pounded in October because it's coming at you from every different direction. You know, baseball and football, and you know, basketball is getting ready to start. Hockey's going. I mean, it's just awesome. But anyway, if you were with us last week, and really, if you come anytime and hang out with us here at Servant Warrior Radio, you know that we bring it unashamed and unafraid. And last week was indicative of that. Now, if you missed it, immediately after this show, you have to go to servantwarriorradio.com and listen to the message last week shot across the bow. Every guy, young, old, doesn't matter if you're single, if you're married, if you're a dad, if you're a granddad, if you don't have any kids, it doesn't matter. Every guy needs to listen to that message. I want you to go, and after you listen to it, I want to make sure that you share it with everybody that you know. Now, if you're a female, it would behoove you to make sure that the guys in your life listen to that show as well. Trust me. Now, they might not like it, but they definitely need to hear it. All right, let's get on with today's show. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. And I'm going to read from the Message today. Starting with verse 10, God is strong and he wants you strong. So take everything the master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so that you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps. A life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shooting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Wow, what a great, great message. Now, the way we as Christians engage the enemy is done through very similar tactics when we're comparing to the traditional aspects of war, especially when it comes to hand-to-hand combat. But you know what? It looks nothing like what you might find on a battlefield. We, the servant warriors, engage in close combat, but we do it, and we are called to do it, in a very different manner. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Hey, I've got to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to talk about close combat God's way. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Jesus freaks of the Truth Talk Nation. Jeff Searcy here, host of Servant Warrior Radio. Join us each and every Friday morning at 6 for a jolt more potent than any cup of Java and more lasting than a 5-hour energy drink right here on Truth Talk 630. Let's go up when the game is on. Are you ready for me? Cause I'm ready for you. When the bell rings out and the fight is on. Are you ready for me? Cause I'm ready for you. When the lights go up and the game is on. Are you ready for me? Cause I'm ready for you. When the bell rings out and the fight is on. Are you ready for me? Cause I'm ready for you. It's time for us to start throwing down. Take a look and see who's standing now. We are back, Searcy here, and I want you to know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be, right here listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Now, earlier we were talking about close combat and warfare, and we were talking about the fact that we are in a battle each and every day. Now, you know our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now, that's from Ephesians chapter 6 from the NIV version. Now, one of the things that our military learn during their training and really throughout their military career, especially if they're in a combat unit, is how to handle themselves in close quarters, hand to hand, mano a mano. Now, if you ask a Marine either actively serving or a Marine no longer on active duty, as we're always Marines, what their primary job is or was when they were in, they'll tell you that it's being a rifleman. Now, their military occupational specialty, or their MOS, is their secondary job, but every Marine is, first and foremost, a rifleman. Now, the mission of the Marine Corps Rifle Squad is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel the enemy assault by fire and close combat. Now, don't you just love that? Our charge and mission as men of God, as servant warriors, as Christians, is absolutely right in line with the mission of the Marine Rifle Squad. Now, let's go back to the passage that I read earlier out of Ephesians 6. In fact, if you've got your Bibles, turn with me quickly to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, and let's quickly break this down. Now, before we do that, by the way, while you're finding the passage, I'm going to be doing an entire series on this, the passage Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 in the coming months, and we're really going to dive deep into it and talk about warfare and talk about how it applies, but today we're just going to scratch the surface. But we hit on something very important and a spiritual military tactic that is one of the deadliest to the enemy. Now, we're going to talk about more of that in just a second. But if we look at the mission of the Marine Rifle Squad, to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire maneuver, and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat, if we look at that and we take the last part first about repelling the enemy assault by fire and close combat, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 tells us exactly how to do that. Now let's look at verses 13 through 17. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I mean, that tells you right there how to repel the enemy's assault by fire in close combat. Because when we talk about that, to repel the enemy's assault by fire, that is the weapons of God. That's what we just talked about in this passage, as well as the full armor. When we talk about close combat, that is our interactions with others and how we handle the trials of this world, as well as the struggles just of life. Now, it's close combat that we're primarily going to be talking about today, and that's talking about our interactions with others. Because effective close combat is one of the deadliest tactics we as Christians, as servant warriors, can employ to flat out kick the enemy's tail and hit it right where it hurts. Now, you might be wondering what I'm talking about. Let's dig into it a little bit. The devil's tactics and weapons are the things of this world. And like I said earlier, I'm going to do an entire series on warfare that is unlike anything you've ever heard. So make sure that you keep your eyes and ears open. Make sure you tune into Servant Warrior Radio each and every week. And we're going to be doing that in the coming months. But the devil uses things such as arrogance, pride, status, and judgment to create separation among people, among God's children, among our brothers and sisters. And that what that does is that makes them and us easy prey for he and his henchmen. I mean, divide and conquer is one of his most effective tactics. Why? Because we're the ones delivering it. And if we don't recognize that, we will continue to be the weapons he uses to deploy his deadly tactics. Now, I know what you're asking. What do you mean, Cersei? What are you talking about? I'm glad you asked. In John chapter 15, verse 12, Jesus commands us to love each other as I have loved you. Now, who did Jesus hang out with and gravitate towards during his earthly ministry? That's right, the sinners. You want to know what irritates and hurts the devil the most? When we love our neighbors as ourselves, when we share the message and the love of Christ with those shunned and turned away because they don't look like us, or they don't act like us, or they've messed up, they've made mistakes. You know what we have to do? We have to remember that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that none of us are worthy, and none of us could ever be saved if it not for the unconditional love and grace of Almighty God. I mean, our righteousness is like filthy rags. Now, what's one of the ways that we can locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire maneuver and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat? By hanging with sinners. Don't touch that dial. You definitely don't want to miss the messages that's on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sons. We live to change the face of history.
Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Kamikaze, my death is gain. I've been marked by my maker of peculiar display.
Welcome back to Servant Warrior Radio and Battle Station Headquarters. Jeff Cersei here. Before the break, we were talking battle tactics and how the mission of Marine Corps Rifle Squad applies to our calling as Christians and, of course, as servant warriors. Now, as we left that last segment before the break, I said one way that we locate, close with and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat was by hanging with sinners. Now, here's the reality, folks. Satan does not want Christians hanging with sinners. Now, I think that's laughable because we're all sinners saved by unconditional love and grace of Almighty God. Now, what is actually tragic and happens every single day is when the church doesn't want Christians to hang out with sinners. I mean, that absolutely blows my mind. Those that we as the church, as the body of Christ, are called to reach out to, we shun and cast aside and tell them that, and make them feel that they're unworthy. Aren't we charged by Jesus Christ to go and make disciples of all nations? I mean, if we're called to make disciples, that would mean that they are not believers and very likely sinners. That's a subject for another day, because today we are talking warfare and we're talking the tactical weaponry that we as servant warriors can let loose on the evil one and really rock his world, all while fulfilling our call to share the message of Christ and the good news of salvation to people in our homes, within the four walls in our family, our neighborhoods, our communities, and across the globe. How do we do this? By loving people as Christ does. Now, I want you to turn in your Bibles. If you got your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 9. We're going to be working verses 9 through 13. As you're going there, you're going to say, oh man, I know this. This is the calling of Matthew. And this is when Jesus saw Matthew at the tax collector's booth. Of course, then he was called Levi, but there at the tax collector's booth, and told Matthew to get up and follow him. And Matthew got up and left. But I don't so much want to focus on the calling of Matthew. I want to focus on the Pharisees' reaction and the issue that they had with Jesus because he was hanging out with sinners. I mean, that's, you know, how often do we see that those who should be reaching out and those who should be embracing and opening their arms to those who desperately need the life-changing message and the love of Christ are casting them aside. And so just as Jesus was hanging with the sinners, man, the Pharisees said, wait a minute, man, you don't need to be hanging with those folks. Those folks are unworthy. They sin. They do bad stuff. They're not good. But as we go through the message today, I think we're going to realize, and I think this is a reality check for all of us, to make sure that we, when we look in the mirror, how are we treating those who need Jesus? How are we treating those people who so desperately need that love and that message to hear what he is offering them from us? Anyway, Matthew chapter 9 starts with verse 9. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. When Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Now, there's one thing that I find so interesting about that passage, the fact that the Pharisees asked the disciples the question, but Jesus stepped in and answered the question in a way as the all-sufficient Savior, the only one who could truly answer that question to the Pharisees. But when I think about this, there's been times in my life that I've been cautious myself, and I've been cautioned by others about hanging out with the wrong crowd. In fact, one thing that my mom always told me was that I would be known by the company I keep, and that is so, so true. Now, I've held on, and I've kept that, you know, in my mind all throughout my personal and professional life. Now, when I think back and after I read the passage and the more that I study and the closer I get with God, I'm so grateful that Christ didn't hold that as his primary tenet and that he reached out to those who needed him. Now, a few years back, I received a message from a colleague warning me about an individual that I had had a conversation with. Now, according to the information that my colleague was given, I was going to have an affiliation with this individual in question. And now, the person that I spoke with and this individual that was in question told me of a serious lack in judgment that they had had, and it led them to some really, really bad choices. Now, despite the fact that the person that I had a visit with repented and was not only not condemned but forgiven by the only one truly worthy of casting judgment, the scarlet letter remained. I mean, the finger pointing by those who were supposed to open their arms wide open instead closed the fist and pointed fingers at them. I mean, now, the information that my colleague received regarding my affiliation was wholly inaccurate. Now, and you know what? I appreciate the spirit in which the warning was sent to me. I understand it was for, they thought, for my best interest, but it really struck a nerve in me. I mean, it struck a nerve so much that I was compelled to write about it. And I wrote an article about it a number of years back for a magazine. And it also, it really sparked the Holy Spirit's fire in me and his conviction in my heart. Because as I sat and thought about the warning that my colleague, who was only looking out for my best interest, I understand, when I was thinking about that, I came to grips with some hard realities in my own life. I mean, how often have I come across or heard of people who've made really bad choices, lied, cheated, broke the law, even murdered or raped and casted them aside? When I think about the decisions and the things that I've done, you know what? Those things that I've done are, in God's eyes, are no more serious or less serious than anybody else. And rather than seeing those others who have made bad choices and decisions and messed up as those who should not be cast aside or condemned, but that I should see them as people who are in so dire need of experiencing, knowing the grace and unconditional love of Christ, you know what? I don't have to condone the sin to love the sinner, because that label is something that I carry as well. Now, I must accept the reality that if I'm going to be true to the calling that God has put on my heart, which is to reach guys of all ages where they are, share with them the love of Christ, and love them as he loves them, which, by the way, we are all commanded to do, then I don't get to be particular about who I reach out to or minister to. Do I engage or take part in what the other person is doing? Well, if it breaks the law or goes against God's word, absolutely not. But do I pray for them and do what I can to show and share with them the love of Christ? Absolutely. That's what we're called to do. Now, throughout Jesus' ministry, he didn't spend all of his time with the, quote, church people. In fact, he spent time with and loved, and only as an all-sufficient Savior could, those society deemed outcast, unclean, unworthy. In fact, when the disciples, you know, were asked by the Pharisees why Jesus ate with the tax collectors, and I mentioned this before, he stepped in and responded, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." In the book of Romans, we are assured there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we're also told in Matthew that we are not to judge, or we too will be judged, because in the same way we judge others, we will be judged, and with the measure that we use, it will be used on us. So know this, guys, the wrong that we see in others, Jesus sees in us. Now, our challenge today and every day is to be open to the opportunity to share the grace and unconditional love of Christ and the message of salvation with other sinners. Remember, the devil wants us to judge others. He wants us to look down on those who wear a scarlet letter. The devil wants us to look down on those who have made mistakes and bad choices. The devil wants us to look down and cast aside those who have allowed themselves to be lured in the dark places where the devil can control and kill and destroy. He wants us to point a finger at them. He wants us to keep them at bay. Now, you know what? If we do not recognize this tactic from Satan, we could very well be the ones keeping the door to eternal life closed for those that we could have loved as Christ loves. You know, there comes a time at the end of every show that I want to give people the opportunity to accept Christ, to the chance to surrender their lives to God. If you've never had a relationship with Christ, but you feel him tugging, you feel that this has been you, or you feel you've heard yourself in this message, and you want to make that decision, you want to surrender your life to Christ, we could take care of that right now. Yeah, there are those out there who said, "You know what, Jeff, I've had a relationship with Christ, but I've allowed myself to get sucked in. You know, I see myself as looking down on others when I, as opposed to me looking at my own decisions, I'm tempted and I'm always quick to look at others. I want to change that." I want to live a life that God wants me to live. I want to love others as he does. I want him back as the Lord of my life. You know what the great thing is? We serve a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, hundredth, thousandth chances because he loves us unconditionally. If either of those are you, would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for today. God, thank you for loving me. God, thank you that I can give my sins and I can repent of them and that you will wipe them clean, that you will separate me from them as far as the east is from the west, that you will forgive me and that you will give me eternal life with you in heaven. God, help me to look inward before I look outward because your love and your grace you give and neither of them I deserve. God, I thank you for what you're doing in my life. Lord, I pray that you would be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, listen, also make sure you get hooked up with a group of believers where you are because God never meant for us to go on this earthly journey alone. Remember, iron sharpens iron. One guy sharpens another. Hey, I can't wait to hang out with you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and put on the armor each and every day. Take it to the enemy. This has been Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.